You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In their lives, when there has been no murders, you can work at the police department for 20 years, 30 years, your whole life. We've checked the records. No one can even find a record of being murder-free for as long as we've been murder-free under President Trump.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, the network star Todd Pyro joining us this morning a little earlier than normal. Todd, how are you?
Well, you must have a really important guest on in about 12 minutes that you bumped me for.
I'm telling you. Anthony Labruna, you know him, don't you?
Tony.
Tony.
Yeah. Who are you talking about?
Director of the American Principles Project.
The APP.
Us. Yeah.
Yeah, you know me.
You're amazing. You know everybody.
He does know everybody.
He does know everybody.
So last week we were giving you some grief because you had the day off and you went to a golf tournament and you said your throat was kind of raspy. I went to see David Lee Roth from Van Halen last night, so I'm feeling the same way this morning, Todd.
Right, yeah, I was about to say, you sounded different. I was like, wait, did they have a guest and they didn't tell me? I was like, no, I can hear the intonation. It's Mark, but he does sound a little... Now, here's the question. Did you smoke a cigar?
I did, actually, before I went to the concert, and... And then I sang along like it was just a big sing-along. You know, every word to every song. They only played Van Halen songs. And Dave can't sing, so everybody just helped sing for him.
Wait, what happened? What happened? He can't sing?
He can't sing. He can't carry a tune
those
anymore.
Those are tough notes, though, man. Van Halen.
I mean, he's in his 70s, and he's just not. He can't hit the little high squeaks and all that he used to hit. So,
oh wow,
he's got four backup singers. These guys look like the four tops back there, and they hit all the high notes for him. It's pretty funny to watch. There's like nine people on the stage backing up Dave.
Well, when Sammy Hagar, come on, was he not available to
well
help out?
He's not here, right? These two don't get along, so I guess this is kind of Dave's farewell tour, if I had to guess.
You
hate to see that. If those two kids can't get along, what chance do the rest of us have?
That's probably the truth, isn't it? You know, it's pretty funny. I was playing a little Stephen Miller hit there off the top from that news conference yesterday. And Dan, who's in here with me this week for Kim, since she's out with a baby.
Did she have the baby?
She did. Yes. She had the baby last week. She did.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, we're very happy for her. So she's going to be gone for the next 12 or 13 weeks. And Dan Buck is going to be filling in for part of that time and helping us out. We were just talking about the fact that who other than Donald Trump, I just wonder if there was a bet in the White House. What can we do to get the Democrats to say they're in favor of more murders? He's managed to do that this week.
That's true.
It's true.
We don't want fewer murders. We want more murders.
How dare you come in here and stop the murders?
I said something similar on air, like, this is the party. Nope. We don't want the help. We're good.
We're good. We love our crime. How dare you stop?
So ridiculous.
What's the feedback in D.C. from what you're seeing there?
So I don't live in D.C., so I have no idea.
But I meant, are you hearing from people like it's just a night and day situation?
Toledo's.
What's going on in Toledo?
I don't know what that was.
Baxter, bark twice if you're in Milwaukee. it's the same thing that I think we're all hearing, you know, especially amongst the young people. You know, I've heard, I think it was on Martha's show. Somebody was talking, Martha McCallum, somebody was saying, like, hey, I hear people going around like, oh, we could go out to eat tonight and then not get mugged. You know, it's little things like that. And that person's party was not attached. I think you think of D.C. as, you know, you have to be one side or the other. And maybe there are a few people who are just there. And maybe these were the people that were speaking. But, yeah, it's like, hey, we're safe. And that's a good thing.
Ty, do you think he'll have any success bringing it to New York?
You know, there was a meeting between Tish and Bondi yesterday, and Tish is like, we're good. Here's the deal. I will give Tish credit. Like, Tish seems like she gets it. And she, you know, obviously was appointed by a Democrat, but I feel like Tish, maybe I'm being naive and maybe I'm being, you know, hoodwinked here, but I feel like she gets it and she goes as far as she can to sort of work with the Trump administration before she gets, you know, reprimanded by the governor. Because you got to remember Adams. Adams started out like, oh, I don't like Trump. And now that Trump has, you know, saved his hide, he's like, well, that Trump guy's not so bad. and so we don't have the pressures that a Chicago has. You know, here we have to worry about the governor, Kathy Hochul, more than anything. But within the city, you know, Adams plays ball now and Tish plays ball. So that said, I think they have an opportunity here at least to couch it for like, hey, you know, we could use some bodies on the federal terrorism side. Like, let's send bodies to Grand Central and in other places like the subway where there could be terrorism. And then all of a sudden, oh, you have the guard in the subway. Oh, that's great. Now everybody's safe. Yeah, you know, and then people would be like, wow, I feel safe. I kind of like having the guard in the subway. As long as you don't couch it, I think, in New York as a federal takeover of New York, because then you get the protesters. You know, I have no problem when I go into Grand Central and I see and this happens often. You'll see National Guard guys there, mm-hmm. You know. Nobody bats an eyelash. They're there. You know, you think, okay, maybe somebody knows something and they're there to kind of be with the long guns and help us feel safe. I think in New York, though, I think it could work. I think there could be a relationship there as long as they don't couch it as a takeover. Whereas in Chicago, you know, all bets are off there.
Yeah, yeah. This is true. Todd Pyro with us from Fox and Friends. Listen, I need to give you just a little bit of advice here, because
oh, sure.
you know who else we have on the show here from Fox? We have Griff Jenkins.
Oh, my boy.
Now Griff Jenkins was on Fox this weekend, and he name-dropped me. I need you to hear this, so.
And, Senator, every week I join a local radio show, Mark Cox Show, on 97.1 FM, and just on Thursday he was telling me, he said, Griff, the people here in St. Louis are starving for what's happening in Washington. Do you agree with that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, look.
See, he had Senator Schmidt on there, and he name-dropped me. So the next time you get that opportunity, I just want to throw that out there.
When St. Louis comes up in the headlines, we expect the name drop. Isn't that something?
I mean, if it helps, I think a couple weeks ago, I name-dropped you with my mom.
Oh, nice. Nice. Uh-huh.
I do this hit with a guy in St. Louis. Mark something,
yeah.
And did that help? Is that the same?
It did. You probably had that ratty T-shirt on I sent you, and you were saying, "Hey, well, that, that's who
all,
this is."
First of all, don't shoot down that T-shirt, because I wear that T-shirt a lot, and I love that T-shirt.
I'm glad to hear it's getting.
This isn't like part of a shtick. I love the T-shirt. It's long sleeve. It's great for you, like, going to your kids' events. You know, I wear it. It makes me look like I'm in law enforcement. People don't mess with me because people look. They see it's like black and blue, and I love it. So no issues with the shirt. The shirt's great.
That's awesome.
Hey, I see a Mrs. Pyro here has downloaded the Odyssey app too. So you must have worked whatever you said to her, because now she's listening every morning.
I got that one crazy lady in New Jersey loves the Mark Cox Show. She says, I need to know what's going on in St. Louis more than anything.
That's exactly. Right. That's right. Todd, thank you, my friend, for giving us some time early this morning. Thank you.
Thank you. And pass my best along to Kim.
I certainly will. We'll talk soon, buddy. Thank you.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
See you. Todd Pyro.
A good dude.
He is a good dude.
Yeah.
When I went up there to visit a couple years ago, he gave us a tour of the studio and where he does his show in the morning and all that stuff. And then
you
went
gave
out to
him
breakfast
a t-shirt,
with us.
Apparently?
Last year I mailed him before Christmas. I
nice.
Mailed him a shirt.
Well,
one of our long
sleeve morning
show shirts.
He's wearing it to his kids' soccer game.
Yeah, isn't that cool?
How cool is that?
I know.
That's great.
I know. I sent one to Griff too.
Okay.
Griff name dropped me. He hasn't yet. So
yeah, but that's good to plant the seed there.
That's
good.
True.
Next time he's talking about St. Louis, which will be next time they do a murder report, will be in the news, and maybe he can bring you up again.
See?
Yeah,
I'm pushing for it. Anthony Labruna joining us here shortly. He is the director of the American Principles Project. We'll talk a little bit more about whether or not legally the president is going to be able to send any troops to Chicago or L.A. We'll get to all that for you coming up.
We've had zero murders in the last week. And some of these people were from foreign countries. They said, that doesn't sound so good. And I said, well, it doesn't sound good, but Washington was the most dangerous place in this country. And now, you know what? It's probably the safest place in our country. Everyone's starting to come here. The restaurants now you can't get in. Many of them closed because they couldn't open with crime. Everybody before me is happy what I'm doing. Most of you won't say that because you're radical left. The newspapers are so dishonest. The press is totally dishonest, but that's all right. We've gotten used to it.
It's just, he just, if it comes to mind, it comes to mouth with Trump. He ordered somebody out of the Oval Office yesterday. Did you see that?
Yeah, and it was supposed to be an executive order signing and be done. And it turned into like an hour and 30-minute powwow.
And, you know, Will Scharf is doing such a great job up there for the president. And you can tell from... I'm going to go out on a limb here and speculate, because I don't know this to be the God's honest truth, but I can tell from the way a lot of those executive orders are worded, I'm almost 100% positive Will Scharf is writing them.
Yeah.
For Trump, because first of all, he's an attorney and he's very sharp to begin with. We've had him on the show many, many times. The way he reads them leads me to believe he probably wrote them. I could be wrong about that, but I think that's exactly what's going on there. Let me welcome our guest, Anthony Labruna, with us right now. He's executive director of the American Principles Project. And good morning to you, Anthony. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's great to be with you this morning.
Yeah, thank you for giving me a few minutes. You know, we're talking about the president's plan to send the National Guard up to Chicago. I heard Pritzker going off on that yesterday, as well as Mayor Brendan Johnson. Go to cut 12 for us, if you don't mind there, Ethan, please.
Instead of spending hundreds of millions of dollars for a publicity stunt to invoke chaos and terror, the federal government should spend that money on proven solutions to crime and violence reduction. We cannot incarcerate our way out of violence. We've already tried that, and we've ended up with the largest prison population in the world without solving the problems of crime and violence. The addiction on jails and incarceration in this country, we have moved past that. It is racist, it is immoral, it is unholy, and it is not the way to drive violence down.
I don't even know how to react to that. I mean, not locking somebody up to keep them from killing the next person is somehow racist. Any reaction to that?
You know, how many lies are going to come out of their teeth here? You know, I think it's them trying to score political points. You know, I think Pritzker and a lot of these Democratic governors are looking to run in 2028 and to win their base, to win the base of the Democratic Party, who does not support law and order and does not support following the U.S. Constitution. They are looking to score cheap political points while they sacrifice the lives and safeties of their citizens. And it's quite frank, especially with Pritzker and with Newsom, they are going to be running. They need to win their base, and they are going to sacrifice and disregard the lives of the people they have been, they have sworn an oath to protect as leaders of these states.
Yeah, that's a, it's a good point. I don't know how else to phrase it. I said to my guest a few minutes ago, Todd Pyro on here, I'm like, the way Trump plays 3D chess, it's almost like he had planned this out so that now he's put Democrats in the position of defending murders. I mean, in other words, if you don't want to reduce or eliminate murders as they have in D.C., the only option is you're willing to live with them.
Well, you know, he's got Pritzker on his heels. He has no other choice but to take the stance of, I'm fine with crime. I'm fine with high homicide rates. I'm high with high crime rates. And it's not a good look. And it's not going to win the general election in 2028. I'll tell you that. People want to feel safe. And I think that's what the administration is really pointing out here. It doesn't matter if you live in a blue state or a red state. The overall safety of every American citizen is top of mind for this administration. And they are going to do their very best to ensure that, no matter if they receive pushback from leaders in those states or cities. It's a disgrace that, you know, Pritzker and these others are willing to let people die and be killed and murdered and not lock people up to score cheap political points to try to win a presidential race 3 years from now.
Anthony, I know you guys do a lot of great work for the family and for children and advocate for laws. I'm sure you probably heard about the Missouri judge who blocked the teachers' union here in Missouri from stopping 7,500 private and public scholarships going to kind of in a school choice type program here in Missouri. Can we expect, or is there any movement at the national level to try to bring a federal law down through the Department of Education to get to a more of a school choice program?
I think there's conversations happening, and you know, you have a Secretary of Education with Linda McMahon. I mean, there is no one else you would want in that seat rewriting and correcting our education system. And you know, we're dealing with these judges who like to delegate from the bench, and really the only people that are hurting are their citizens in their states. You know, I think Linda McMahon, I think this is something that she's very interested in taking up. I know she's got some exciting announcements coming down the pipe. She's been focusing on the university level, but you know, her and her team are starting to get down to the local county and school district levels, and I think that's going to be very important. I think Missouri is on that map, and you know, you guys have some great leaders in the state. And I think that there is going to be brighter days ahead.
Yep, certainly hope so. Anthony Labruno, listen, we appreciate your time and all the great work that you folks are doing up there at the American Principles Project. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Good to get him on here this morning. Coming up, we're going to talk to our friend Mark Walters. Never a moment when you can let your guard down when you're protecting either the First or the Second Amendment. We'll get to 2A Tuesday coming up.
If Black Lives Matter, how come in the past 11 days since President Trump has federalized the D.C. Metro Police, no black individual has been unalived? I'm going to say that again. How come in the past 11 days no black person has been unalived in D.C. since President Trump has taken over the D.C. Metro Police?
If you ban them in the future, the bullets will have been shot and there won't be any more available.
So you don't shoot deer with a bullet that size? If you do, you could cook it at the same time.
Put that double barrel shotgun and fire 2 blasts outside the house.
That is without a doubt the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
This is 2.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Way Tuesday, brought to you by the Range St. Louis West.
All right, our buddy Mark Walters back with us from Armed American Radio. Mark, how are you?
I'm doing great. Good morning. And I know Kim's not there, but Kim, if you're listening at home, congratulations.
Yeah, she's probably sleeping in if she was up all night with that baby. I don't know. But got my friend probably. Dan Buck is filling in for her here this morning. And I don't know if you two have had a chance to talk or not, but Dan is a great American.
Yeah, it's nice to meet you, Dan.
Hey, nice meeting you, Mark. Good to meet you, brother.
Yeah, did you hear that bite there off the top? It's a guy named Tony from TikTok who's going off on the fact that if Black Lives Matter, if any life matters, why would you not want to emulate what Donald Trump's done in Washington, D.C. in the last week and a half?
Well, I think most every resident in D.C. wants him to, and you know, they're thrilled with what's happened. You know, Pritzker put a tweet out. I don't know if you saw it. Your neighbor, you know, do not come, Donald Trump. You are neither wanted nor are you needed here in Illinois. Well, Pritzker, unfortunately, there are millions of Republicans that live in Illinois, and there are millions of people who are fed up with the crime in cities in your state. And he is wanted, and he is going to come, and you're going to look a fool when he fixes Chicago. Look, Mark, how many times have you and I discussed, if I had a dollar for every time we talked about a particular shooting in Chicago, we would have tens and tens and tens of thousands of dollars, buckets of dollar bills. Okay?
Yeah.
The problem is fixable, and we've seen it in D.C. 12 days or 13 days now, I think, without a murder in D.C.? Statistically, almost impossible.
Well, they've never heard of it. Stephen Miller said they've checked the history. It's never happened before. So, in other words, it is possible to reduce crime. You have to listen to this crazy socialist mayor in Chicago saying that, you know, the days of incarceration are over. That's just racist. So let me get this straight. It doesn't matter what color you are. If you take somebody else's life, you need to be locked up forever for that. How is that racist? I do not understand. Brandon Johnson has learned nothing at all and doesn't intend to.
No, because this is not about crime and fixing the crime problems in Chicago. It never has been. This is about political agenda over the safety and security of their residents.
Yep.
This is about power and money and making sure that they maintain their grip on Chicago. The Democrats have controlled Chicago now for over 100 years. They own everything that has happened in Chicago. They can't blame anybody but. And that is pretty much the same in D.C. as well. Now, when you look at D.C., people say, well, crime's not bad. Schumer said crime's not that bad, crime is falling. Okay, you can have inflation at 12% and claim it's falling down to 9%, but it's still at historic highs.
Yes.
In 2024, D.C.'s murder rate, just so people understand what we're talking about here, in 2024, D.C.'s murder rate was 136% higher than that of Louisiana, which is the nation's worst state, and a stunning, get this, and I'll quote John Lott here, 434% higher than the national state average. Of the nation's top 25 most populous cities, D.C. had the worst murder rate, 20% higher than second place Indianapolis and 179% higher than the entire group's average. So it can be fixed. And again, I point out, we talk about it all the time. When you raise the risk of committing crime, crime falls.
Yeah.
That simple.
Well, and Mark, you know, their biggest argument normally is, oh, we got to get rid of the guns. We got to go after the guns. It's the guns problem. It's not a crime problem. It's a gun problem. And, of course, in this scenario, what has stopped the crime, right? A bunch of good guys showed up with guns, you know?
Absolutely.
I mean, that's what has stopped this crime. Let's call it for what it is. We have military and federal officials with guns patrolling the streets and showing a presence of good guys with guns, and it has thwarted it. It's not a matter of whether or not the guns are the problem. Guns, in this case, I think, are the reason why there's going to be is peace.
It is remarkable to see the truth unfold right before your eyes. It really, truly is.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, this is very embarrassing for people like Gavin Newsom, very embarrassing for people like Pritzker, very embarrassing for people like Tim Walz and particularly Chuck Schumer, who says, I walk around the city, I feel safe all the time. He walks around with a private security or a government-paid
right. Yeah.
Capitol Police security detail. They're on the wrong side of this. We all know it. Trump has got them on their heels. It's remarkable to watch because all they can do now is defend the indefensible, which is crime-ridden cities. And look, I think we talked about it before, Mark, but Murphy in Connecticut puts out a post. Okay, yeah, right. The biggest, highest crime rate cities are in red states. They're all Democrat run.
Yep. Yeah.
Every single
one of those cities are Democrat run.
Yeah, they'd love to point that out. Missouri's a red state, but of course you got two big blue blotches on each side of the state. They always point to Tennessee. Tennessee's a red state. But then you got a high crime rate in Memphis, and that's the excuse they use, that it must be because it's a red state.
Blotches, huh? Can we interchange the word stain there too if we wanted?
You could insert the word stain on it if you'd like to. You know, I'm interested in your take on this, Mark. We're talking to Mark Walters of Armed American Radio. We are on here once a week defending the Second Amendment. There's a lot of people conflicted over the president's executive order to ban flag burning because the Supreme Court ruled a while back that that is a protected First Amendment right. How do you feel about that?
You know, I don't know. I'm a little conflicted here, too, because I like you, I make my living off the First Amendment.
Yes.
Right.
And I defend vile speech, not the speech itself, but I defend anybody's right to say what they want. Now that, to me, is what has made America great. There's a reason that's the First Amendment. The Second Amendment defends all of the rest. But I have, you know, if people want, I don't have a problem. Look, I hate the fact that people say certain things and do certain things. And I'll give you this example. And I think we've talked about this before a couple of years back. I'll defend the Black Panthers on walking around the streets armed on a march lawfully at Stone Mountain in Georgia all day long. They have every right to do so. As long as they're not violating any laws, they have the same right to carry a gun on a march just like I do. And I will defend them. I might not like their political viewpoints. So, you know, symbolically banning it, I don't know. I'm on the fence on that one. I really truly am. People have a right to be vile idiots if they want to be in this country as long as it doesn't hurt anybody. But they have to remember, too, that words also come with consequences. You know, people say you can't scream fire in a crowded theater. Yeah, you can. Sure you can. Stand up and yell fire. You might get hauled out and thrown in jail, but you can do it if you want to.
That's true. There used to be consequences for things like that. I mean, you can say what you want. You have to live with the consequences. These days, they turn around and elect these idiots mayors of these big cities, like New York's about to elect a socialist, this guy in Chicago. I just can't believe the words that are coming out of some of their mouths.
No, it is crazy. I mean, let me play the host on you. How do you feel about it? You may have mentioned it today.
I am a little conflicted on it because when I see somebody do it, I want to punch them in the face.
Yeah.
But if you walked out here in front of City Hall in St. Louis and you torched a gay pride flag, they would charge you with a hate crime. So there has to be some consistency here.
Yeah, there has to be. And listen, guys, before we go anywhere, I have to point this out. Mark, I don't think you're aware of this. And Dan, I'm sure you're not either. On Thursday, right after I got off of the radio, and I mean within 60 seconds after I signed off on Thursday afternoon, there was pounding on my studio door. When I went to the door, my wife was in a calm, cool, collected panic. My daughter had been in a car accident.
Oh,
and
no.
Her car was completely destroyed. She walked away from it, but she was hit by an illegal alien invader who was in possession of an expired Illinois driver's license. Illinois residents, I hope you're listening to this, because your governor gives driver's licenses to people who shouldn't be in this country, just like they do in Washington, Oregon, and California, on the heels of what happened in that horrible crash in Florida just a week ago with an illegal given a CDL by the state of California driving on other states' roads. This guy hit my daughter. Now, I'll quote the cop. Well, we don't play games like that here in Georgia. As they cuffed him and hauled him away, he nearly killed my daughter. So this stuff hits home. Pay attention to what these politicians are saying and doing, ladies and gentlemen, because of Pritzker, my daughter thankfully survived, but it could have absolutely turned out far worse. Now we're going through the hassle. She's very sore and all that mess. But it's all due to that. And I wanted to point that out because I know we have Illinois listeners right now.
Well, yeah. And people have to understand that's why we have an immigration process and have certain requirements to become an American citizen, is because learning the language, understanding the signage, and being a part of the culture is critically important to assimilation. People don't get that. I don't understand how they don't grasp and understand that being an American means speaking the language and knowing how to read signs and being a part of it. It escapes me that people want to defend people who think they can just show up here, hold their culture, not learn the language, not come in here, and in the case of your daughter, drive vehicles without knowing the rules of the road. They can't read the textbook.
Yeah, it's absolutely incredible. It really, truly is. But it goes back to that whole bigger picture of the Democrats overall. This is just a piece of the puzzle where the Democrats are on the wrong side of every issue, defending criminals. They're on the wrong side on our Second Amendment rights. They're on the wrong side of immigration. And they're going to pay a heavy price for this. There's no question about it, because I believe that the ship has begun to turn in this country. You know, when did it become acceptable? When did we accept the fact that, oh, Chicago, well, there's just certain parts of town you don't go. It's bad over there. Well, that's just part of Chicago culture. Yeah. They shouldn't kill each other, particularly on them. Why did we accept that? Donald Trump is proving that we do not have to accept that these once great cities can be great once again, and they're on the wrong side. Watch what happens. It's going to be remarkable next 3 years.
So thankful your daughter's okay, Mark, and thanks for relaying that story.
Mm.
Yeah, it was incredible, and I wanted to impart that because I know we have a lot of Illinois listeners mm-hmm. now, and it is extremely scary. And when it hits home, people forget this. I've mentioned it before, but we all know who Lakin Riley is.
Sure.
She was my neighbor, 2.5 miles from me. She's buried less than 5 miles from my house.
Wow.
So when this stuff hits, you know, we understand this stuff here.
Yeah.
And when stuff like that hits home, guys, we talk about that in a crime sense. A lot of people, I don't need a gun. I don't want a gun. I live in a nice area. Until they get robbed, then all of a sudden they find out. You know, guys, don't let it wait until it, don't let it evil come to you. Understand evil exists and prepare yourself in advance for it.
It's a great point. Mark, we're out of time. Thanks for your time, buddy.
Love you guys. Nice meeting you, Dan. You guys have a great show. Thanks for having me, Mark.
You too, Mark. Enjoy.
We sure will. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters. Be sure and tune in. It's a fantastic program for sure. All right, coming up, we're still going to give our Doobie Brothers tickets away in the 8 o'clock hour today. Stay tuned for that. And we'll get to my friend Chris Howard, who's running for Jefferson County Executive, and talk more about the untimely death of State Representative Ken Waller. We'll be back in just a minute.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can, like, express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
But don't give a f***.
It's the new segment where we give a mainstream media platform to conservative voices that are out there on social media that the rest of the media world will selectively ignore. And today we've got a very unique individual, someone who many of you may be familiar with because he's become extremely popular on X. He has about 1 million followers. He also was very active in the campaigns early on. With JFK Jr., also did some work with Vivek Ramaswamy during his presidential run. What makes this guy unique, though, is that he is a gay conservative. His poster shared across all the platforms because he's given a very unique perspective to the LGBT community. He basically is challenging many of their narratives, things like COVID and gender transition and biological men playing in women's sports. And he really came under some harsh, mean, hateful attacks from the community that supposedly loved him until, of course, he started saying things that were not part of their agenda. So yesterday he absolutely went off, and I thought this is worth sharing because he went directly after Kim Kardashian for dressing up her 12-year-old daughter, Northwest. Yes, that is her name. She looked like a Las Vegas hooker. She's 12 years old, and Link Lauren is the guy who calls him out. He's a gay conservative. Hit it, Ethan.
All right, my friends, I've had a long day. I've got brownies in the oven. I was going to run a bath and luxuriate tonight, but so many of you are messaging me about this Kim Kardashian Northwest situation. So many moms and grandmas saying, what kind of mother allows her 12-year-old daughter to go out of the house looking like this? Now, the apple can only fall so far from the tree. I mean, we discovered Kim Kardashian on her back, so I don't know why anybody is shocked, but so many women are upset because why is she in a corset, a bustier, a push-up bra? I just learned these things. I'm gay. I don't know about these things, okay? I'm learning. But Northwest, this is a 12-year-old girl. In a way, I almost feel bad for the Kardashian kids because they're always on the compound in Calabasas. They don't know what it's like to be a real kid, but kids are already growing up so fast. I feel like the onus is on the moms and the dads to let the kids be kids, okay? You can say no. Sometimes you can tell your daughter, you know what? We're not gonna go out and get photographed looking like a prostitute. But when the mom is dressed like this, what leg does she have to stand on? And when it comes to the Kardashian-Jenner family, remember Kylie Jenner, Northwest aunt, when she was 16 years old, getting her lips done, getting injections, growing up way too fast, and then she started sleeping around with rappers, okay? So don't cry for me, Argentina, Kim Kardashian, if Northwest ends up going down the same path, but maybe you're priming the next generation because you know you and your sisters are aging out. And
people bam. He wow. hits him.
Did he call her a prostitute? Is yes. that what he called her?
A prostitute. Yeah, so anyway, I don't always agree with him, but I do have a lot of respect that he boldly shows his gayness and his conservative opinions, and he makes no apologies for it. Well, kind of like this
sure.
segment.
Oh, yeah. No, I look I at Trump. Trump probably follows him on X, doesn't
right.
he?
Well, I just love that he constantly exposes the lunacy of the left, and
yes.
in this case goes after an elitist in Hollywood. I love it.
That is the truth. Coming up, we've got some more Doobie Brothers tickets to give away. We will also check in with Ryan Wiggins, host of Wiggins America. We'll get him in studio next hour. Stay tuned.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.